And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. All right, Maimon's saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer, I think we got to go to the text line for a minute. I'm going to go to number two of the Triple Dipper, the biggest lie, here in just a minute. But there's been some good texting going.
And one got me laughing. So it was over here. John from Huntsville looked up Boomer on the old Google, and dang AI Sydney said that Boomer was not only referred to as a large male kangaroo, but also a buck or an old man. So thank you, John.
I don't know where to go with all that. There's too much there to work with.
I'm like, well, thanks.
So you're. I'm just gonna call you an old kangaroo now, I guess.
An old kangaroo.
What else we got in here? Badger from Athens is saying, happy Friday. We appreciate you, Badger. Thank you much. Ronnie from Athens says, with that music y'all got going between commercial breaks, live stream makes the commercials feel so much longer. I don't know what he okay. Okay. Sorry, Ronnie.
There's
I don't know what to tell you. Only certain music
that you're allowed to play. Yeah. So you have to, I mean, I could just cut it all off and...
You could sit in silence.
That's no fun.
Suck. I'm not doing that. All right. Dang, Ronnie, just suck it up, man. Just get over it. TC from Priceville says, with regards to Kamala Harris, I'm confident she'll put just as much effort into regulating AI as she's done the border. Yes, you're about the fifth person to say that one, yeah. TC. We're all thinking that, man. Dan from Madison says, this is interesting. This is off topic, but I got to read this one. Do you see that Dan from Madison's text?
Let's see.
So, you know, we had Ted Nugent on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Last August, I think it was?
Yes.
About 6 months ago-ish. He says, Dan from Madison's off topic at the moment. Did you see where cancel culture mob succeeded getting Ted Nugent canceled from his concert in Birmingham?
Whoa.
I did not know that. He says, yeah. AL.com had an article expressing their joy.
Man, could you imagine? That would have been awesome. I didn't even know you had one in Birmingham.
I know. Dadgummit.
Could have had him in the studio.
That's just wrong. That's just messed up.
Yes.
Because he's a conservative.
That's exactly what it is.
That's all it is. Michelle from Mohatchie with regards to AI says, we are doomed. Michelle, no. Listen, nope. Ain't doing it. Tim from Mount Hebron, if Kamala, here we are, another one. If Kamala is good as this at border, as she was at the borders are, then we're up a creek without a paddle. A lot of folks thinking that. Samah, the truck driver, is in the house today. He says, conspiracy theory becomes conspiracy fact. Science fiction becomes science fact. Okay, that one scares me. All right. Yeah. There's a lot of science fiction movies I don't want to see come true. Brenda from Athens, AI as weapons of war. Scary thoughts. Yes, indeed. Thomas from Athens, or AI meets GI, artificial intelligence coordinated with genuine ignorance. We got some folks out there that can put some stuff in a text. Allie from Athens heard me talking about the Mully thing. She says the Mully movie was produced by the son of her chaplain at BIAP, the Baghdad International Airport. Yeah, I did not know. Okay, cool. That's what a cool connection. Anyway, Doe Man from Harvest says, I guess he's talking about Kamala Harris being the czar. Says this way they can do nothing but look like they're doing something. I would agree with that. Russell from Rural Route 1 in Alabama. That was hard to say. Russell from Rural Route 1. Rural Route 1. I mean, how many times? Anyway, he's saying he wants to try and contact his representative, Ben Harrison. All I can tell you, Russell, is you can certainly contact the State House of Representatives, but he may also have a local delegation office, but I just don't know. Anyway, all right. And then Andy from ARAB. Checking in. He says, Scott and Andy from the 82nd Airborne Association, Vulcan chapter, where I spoke a few months ago, proud to be with them that night. Says, we're honoring JRTC cadets tonight at Brewer High School. And so, yeah, that's cool. He says, Scott's listening to the show, too, by the way. All right. Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks for your service, too. And thanks for the fact that you're going to honor JRTC cadets over at Brewer tonight. That's good stuff, man. And then last one before we go on to the topic at hand says, just Okay, so somebody, I tell you what, Boomer, check out Lynn from Scottsboro's text. It's technical, so I'm gonna let you have that one. Take a look. It may be a station thing though. Lynn, just keep in mind, we send a signal to stations. Stations do their thing from there. So if you're hearing a radio signal, we got no control over the strength or weakness of their signal. I guess I just handled it for you, Boomer.
Thank you.
Did I do that well?
That's it. Good job.
Thanks. I ain't no techie, but I know how to respond sometimes. All right. Hey, we're gonna come back after this break and kick off the next one. I mean, I'm looking at some stuff out there. I'm thinking there's so many things that I think could result in mass tort litigation within the next decade. When I say that, I'm talking about class action lawsuits. I'm talking about people who have been wronged by other people's actions, and a lot of them. And so they become major litigation, even what they call mass tort or class action lawsuits. So what would you imagine that would be? We had two yesterday, Boomer. What was the other one? You and McQueen had two different ones.
McQueen was talking about, she was talking about the COVID vaccine. And
oh, yeah, the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, and I went on the
transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so absolutely. I could see both of those. I think I said yesterday, too, that I could see both of those becoming. And the class action, biggest one, maybe quicker, is the vaccine, because so many people were forced to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, and the one I'm going to talk about next, is the radical push for LGBTQ everything, to include, by the way, what Boomer just said, the transgender movement, especially on kids. I'm of the mind that this is going to be a thing that we're going to see coming out with mass tort litigation for things like violations of security in public restrooms and locker rooms and places where you should feel secure, or violations of opportunity, like where women lose their scholarships and can't continue school because of it, or they lose their opportunity to compete at a major level because a man's competing as a woman. And then I think the one that's going to be one of the worst, and it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's already here in some ways. The physical and mental health of kids who are transitioned by their parents and by doctors, who 5-10 years from now are going, "What did you do to me?" And that's going to be a source of litigation. We're going to talk about all this. Come right back. The biggest lie, that's where we are. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm talking about we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, and that would be Alabama. The show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. I got a lot of stuff to cover in this segment, but I got a caller on the line right now, so I'll take it real quick. Dave, Blount County, how you doing?
Hey, Colonel, sir. I wanted to make a comment, you know, because a lot of this stuff is being put off as going to happen, or, you know, we're at the start of it. In actuality, Boy Mamba, which is the homosexual organization back in the 1980s, now you're talking 35 years ago.
Yeah.
They ran Focus on a Family out of San Francisco, and they created their motto and put it out to the public at that time, sex before 8 or it's too late. And they meant that very thing, to rape your child. In just the next few years, they were at Disney World in the month of May, and these people don't wear many clothes. But then you've got one of the generals in the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the Pentagon right now that came out in drag, 3 or 4 weeks ago, just to show how blatant these people are. But then we got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I have read a lot about that information. They've put mercury and aluminum in our children's vaccines since 1989. So they've been poisoning. We have 5.5 million severely autistic kids where they stare at the wall, have acting out problems. They have to be monitored 24/7. But every year, 50,000-plus kids die while they're taking that vaccine. And the VAERS reporting thing is not working deliberately.
Okay.
I wonder.
All right. All right. Slow down, Dave. You got every conspiracy theory in the world going in one breath there, man.
Okay. Well, buddy, when the facts are out there, like what's out there, it's not a theory.
Well, and I don't disagree. I think there's some things out there you said that are absolutely true. I don't know about all of it because I haven't read up on some of what you're saying you read up on. But yeah, I mean, so the bottom line is, yeah, I do believe that going back to your very first piece of your point, I do think they want our kids. Absolutely. And it's part of the biggest lie that I'm talking about. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Let me just start this topic. And I will tell you this, too. Those of you that you may want to share some of the articles that I've got, you know, on the resources tab on the website, let me just warn you that the next one that I've got right here is extremely graphic. It's kind of disturbing. I would not normally feel like I have to put a disclaimer on something like that, but I'll just be honest. There's a lot of this article that I don't feel like I'm even comfortable saying on the air because it's so graphic. But there's a piece. It's a piece that came out yesterday on National Review. I really believe that we're going to see the things that the LGBTQ agenda and especially the transgender agenda is doing to our society and being allowed to do to our society. I believe we're going to see mass tort litigation coming out about this, and rightfully so, because some of this is just, I don't use this word very often. I use it sparingly because I think it does not need to be watered down by overusing it. But I'm going to tell you right now, some of what we're seeing is evil. Evil unmitigated. It is evil inherently. It is something that is so evil that it's like a biblical proportions. Well, this first article I've got from National Review, here's the headline. You can imagine what the rest of the article might be because they hold nothing back. It's a long article. Headline is, "Bipolar Teen's History of Abuse and Psychosis Did Not Stop Doctors from Prescribing Testosterone and Mastectomy." I've worked with abused kids, and I've worked with disturbed kids, and I worked with kids who were both abused and disturbed. And I'm going to tell you, in a psychiatric treatment center where they had some pretty serious diagnoses. But this young lady, she's been through more than any one person should ever have to. Says at the age of 4, she's a North Carolina native. It gives her name. She was exposed to pornography. Her guardians were abusing drugs and alcohol. She had a very disturbing childhood, and it truly fell apart at 12, she says, when she entered puberty. By the time she was 14, she was diagnosed with psychotic major depression, ADHD, bipolar, mania, anorexia, and borderline personality disorder, and she said she felt like she had no core. I mean, that's a lot of diagnoses in one. The article points out that there are studies that indicate that those who have borderline personality disorder, they often mirror the behaviors of others, and it makes them more susceptible to being swept up into transgenderism. The article goes on to say, I mean, at one point she was actually raped, and then she began to convince her parents that it would be a great idea if they would let her transition. She felt like because she became anorexic and she would go on to a anorexia chat. By the way, parents, look at what your kids look at online, all right? Take the extra steps to put filters on your online capabilities at the house. Don't let your kids have unmitigated access to some of the, because she's out there on a chat room where they post pictures of themselves trying to lose more weight, calling each other degrading names because you're not losing it fast enough, and she became anorexic. And then at that point, transgender activists would enter, and they would tell them, the reason why you're losing that weight, the reason why you feel like you do, is your body's trying to fight back to be a boy. And she said she became convinced of it. And then she went and found a thing called the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which has to be one of the biggest scams I've ever heard of. And after downloading a PowerPoint that helped her prove to herself she was transgender. She persuaded her parents to get a letter of recommendation from one of these websites that just charged her a simple $280. Well, there you go. And with the letter, she was then able to see a gender therapist for a whole 15 minutes. And that gender therapist asked her leading questions like, do you get along better with boys or girls? Do you dislike having a menstrual cycle? And it literally began to also brutalize her parents. Would you rather have a dead daughter or a living son? Which one do you want? Well, I got news. Next thing you know, she's being referred to surgical procedures. She's being referred to massive amounts of testosterone injections. She is, in her words, chasing the dragon, and it wasn't working out. It goes into very graphic detail about things that happened to her. And at one point, she says, they even prescribed her a double mastectomy just 2 weeks after she got out of the psychiatric ward from having thought about and tried to commit suicide. I mean, this is the most irresponsible level of medical intervention that maybe the world has ever known. I mean, right now we're like somewhere in the neighborhood of Dr. Mengele practicing all kinds of weird dynamics on Jewish Auschwitz victims. I mean, we're talking about stuff that should never, ever be done and is being done so irresponsibly and so quickly and so freely because they're making a buck off of it. And they're assaulting people's mental health and they're making it worse. And this young lady right now, at 25 years old, she's already in menopause. She doesn't believe she'll ever be fertile anymore. And she's trying to figure out how to get her body back. But it may never happen. Folks, I'm telling you, if there's not litigation over this tomorrow, there will be soon. And that young lady right there had her life stolen. Now, she had trouble, but they preyed upon the trouble. And you have to look at it and go, what responsible individual said a 15-minute intervention by an online psychiatric therapist gave you the right to then take that quote-unquote letter of recommendation to a surgical procedure that changed the body forever as a minor? As a minor. These kids are not even old enough to have their own Sam's Club card. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't buy alcohol. They can't vote. They can't drive till they're 16. They can't buy a firearm in most states. They can't join the military. They can't do a lot of things. But they can have their bodies changed because they consented to it. And if there's not litigation for this, this is the biggest lie. Of all the parts of the big lie that I'm covering right now, that's the biggest piece, is that, oh, your body's just fighting to be a boy. Such crap. It both infuriates me and it makes me fear for my grandchildren's world that they're growing up in. And I just want to shelter them. I want to provide them a safe place to go live away from the world, but I know we can't do that. We have to live in the world but not of the world, and I'm just telling you, there's not only going to be issues related to litigation that will ensue. There's going to be, I guarantee you, there's going to be people who act out criminally because they are lashing out for what was done to them as a child. And then you got to go ahead and look around and see what else is happening in the big lie. The big lie right now, it's not just, by the way, it's not just what's happening with these kids in the transgender movement. That's a big deal, but there's other pieces too. The LGBTQ movement right now is trying to determine that our society is in need of being quote-unquote fixed, and we don't need to be fixed. Classic example, and we're going to talk about this in a little while. Top of the hour, we have a caller coming in, Major General Joe Arbuckle. We're going to talk about military stuff for that, and I'll give you one military inkling right now. Have you heard about what happened with the Navy recently deciding it was a great idea to enhance their crappy recruiting efforts by, oh, I don't know, what are we going to do here? Let's go get a drag queen. Let's go find the only non-binary person who doubles as a drag queen at night who happens to also serve in the Navy. How'd they even find this guy? I mean, I look at it and think, what did they, it's not like they're everywhere. Can you pick a more minuscule piece of the, let's see, I need to find someone who's identifying as non-binary, uses the pronouns of they, them, doubles as a drag queen at night, and oh, by the way, is in the Navy now. Can we narrow it down a little further and find the lowest level subset possible? Well, they're trying to make it out to be as something like, oh, I don't know, everybody can be in the Navy. It's great. Why don't you come on in with your lifestyle hung out there on your sleeve, and let's just go ahead and have a great Navy experience. Well, that's what they did. And what's interesting is Rob O'Neill, former SEAL Team 6 guy, the one who shot bin Laden, he's got words, man. He is not having it. He is done in with this. In fact, he pretty much said, I can't believe I fought for this BS. And he says China's going to destroy us. Well, if we keep this up, that's what's going to happen. And what I'm concerned about is national security is being degraded right now. Readiness is being downed. We can't recruit because people don't want to be a part of this crap. It's just like putting Dylan Mulvaney on a freaking Bud Light can. And now nobody wants to buy Bud Light. Wake up. But the big lie goes further. The big lie dives into things like women's sports. And I guarantee you there's going to be litigation one day for the person who lost their scholarship and therefore didn't have the opportunity they should have had because they were competing against a man in a woman's sport. You're going to find somebody who says, I was on track and my scores indicated that I would have made the national team or the Olympic team or as an All-American, and I was denied that because you let a man come into my locker room. I mean, story right here. Fox News came out yesterday. Cycling governing body defends the transgender participation rules. So we just recently had another one. Austin Killips, a transgender female, which is really a dude, broke free from the pack in the final minutes of a race in the Tour of the Gila in New Mexico and defeated two other women who were top competitors, becoming the first transgender female to win the race and caused a massive uproar, and rightfully so. Well, the Union Cyclist International acknowledges transgender athletes may wish to compete in accordance with their gender identity, but they won't take issue with them coming in and competing against their non-biological status. I got a couple more. We got to take a break. I'm also mad. I need to catch my breath. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're talking about the biggest lie. The biggest lie? The biggest lie is that you can just, you know, get away with all this and expect there to be no consequences. There's consequences. They're coming. You mark my words. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, you hear the ads that play during the break, right? So just please know that. Those folks are supporting what we do directly. And if you want to have your business advertised on Right Side Radio, well, we're a standalone business. You got to contact us. We would love to have you on the team or talk to you about how it works. And so all you got to do is go to our website. There's a place on there where it says advertising. And you click on that, send us a message, and we'll get right back with you. I mean, we've got several more coming up, I think, pretty soon that we've got that just did the exact same thing. They hear the show. They think, man, that show sounds just like what my business stands for. That's who we are as business people. We want to advertise there. We would love to have you there. That's, by the way, a big part of how Right Side Radio maintains. We are a standalone entity. The stations don't own us. We own our content, but we have to, you know, run a business like any other business, and advertising is part of how we do it. So if you want to, go to rightsideradio.org, click on advertising, tell us who you are. We'll get right back, and we appreciate it. All right, so listen, I'm in the biggest lie. I'm telling you that I really do believe that we are looking at major litigation coming up regarding the push right now by the LGBTQ agenda. The most egregious of these, I think, is the life-altering procedures being foisted upon our kids by the transgender portion of that whole agenda. But then we've also got the fact that national security is becoming an issue. People are signing up right now to join the military and only to get there and be told you will be showering with someone of the same sex or the opposite sex, I mean. And that violates security, and they're forced to do it. So I think there's going to wind up being issues related to that. And then, by the way, there's also readiness. Are we seeing something, I don't know if that's actionable in court, because it's, you know, there's immunity for making governmental decisions. But the truth is, wow, what how far do we let this go before someone will finally say, somewhat in official capacity, stop it? Well, how about this? How about the right to security by civilians? I got a story, just one of many. I mean, you know, it was like a buffet of stuff like this. Take your pick. Washington Examiner, piece that came out yesterday. Men's bathrooms don't need tampons. That's the headline. I know, Boomer just did the whole eye roll. But Emerson College, the Boston-based liberal arts college, is going to be stocking its men's rooms with tampons in the coming year. Why? Because they're all in on letting people use whatever bathroom they want. Now, first of all, the article points out putting things like tampons and maxi pads in a women's bathroom is a noble idea. That can help some young women. But then when you put it in the men's rooms, you kind of get into a whole different scenario. You step over into the absurd at that point. But not only that, you're also stepping over into a sanctioned invasion of privacy. I've got it, and I need to find it, but I did research a while back. It turns out Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the uber-liberal member of the Supreme Court, she herself once said that the idea that men should be allowed to use women's facilities is inherently a violation of security. She said that. They've forgotten that part, haven't they? Lastly, I'll say this. There's going to be, I believe, any number of pieces of litigation that are going to deal with the fact that students, that young men and women, that athletes are denied future opportunities like this one. And by the way, kudos to the Biden administration for this one, because the DOJ is looking into a situation in Pennsylvania where a school district there said that it was going to host a STEM event, you know, science, technology. It basically provides something, but only if you were a girl or gender diverse. In other words, cis white males can't show up. Why? It's a school. Why would you do that? Well, because they're into the agenda, man. It's all DEI. We gotta provide opportunities no one else can have. It doesn't work that way. You don't take tax dollars and get to do that. Well, they think they can, and so it's a violation of Title IX, and the Biden administration is actually looking into it. Whether they'll do something remains to be seen. All right, folks, that's enough of that. That was like the most depressing section I've ever done, I think. That one story about the young lady just broke my heart. But, folks, it's the biggest lie, and we've got to start saying no to it. I don't mean like just grumbling and talking amongst ourselves. I mean getting busy, getting active. We got to say no to this stuff. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all staying back, or come right back. Major General Joe Arbuckle will be with us. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.